Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Touchdown!
Football's back, baby. We're back.
Sports Talk 101 is back.
I almost thought I was dead, folks, from COVID, but I'm back. I'm here.
Oh my God. Between you, it was like we had the break. I was on vacation. Then
I went on vacation.
Then you went on vacation. Then I got sick. Then you died and came back to life several times. And then I went on vacation again. And then finally, I'm like, God, man.
So we're here. I mean, it's preseason.
Yeah, but I missed out on all the good stuff, you know, the bull.
Well, here's some good stuff for you. The Commandos right now in preseason are 0-2, and my 49ers are 2-0, baby.
Yes. Well, speaking of the Commanders, we fired some people. We got rid of players. And, you know, once again, we've got a
You got a hell of a player on the pup list. You got Young on the pup list.
I wouldn't know if he's a hell of a player. He's only played one season. he's doing the J.J. Watt route, but he skipped, like, playing several seasons before getting injured more often than actually playing. So I was, like, very devastated by that. Between that and then I missed out on, you know, discussing the slap on the wrist that
So last week I was with Santiago.
Yep, I caught bits and pieces. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing.
We did talk about. He asked me, "What did you think was going to happen?" I said, "Oh, they're going to make an example out of him. They're going to do the right thing, and they're going to for a year." And I hate to say this, but the NFL. And the NFL Player Association should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
Shame 100% of themselves.
Agree. Yes, 11 weeks. Now, I did get a message right after that said when he comes back, they're going to be playing Houston. In Houston, I was like, oh, how convenient that he'll be starting that game in Houston against his former team. What are the odds?
What is $5 million to somebody that makes over $200 million? What's $5 million?
Yeah, chunk change.
You know,
I have been. I will say that I have thoroughly enjoyed NFL Plus because I forgot that I had it, and I've been able to watch all of my Washington games. It's fantastic stuff. I highly suggest anybody that does not have it. Now, it does say that it doesn't work on. It only works on mobile. I have used it on my TV, on my Apple TV. I just downloaded the NFL app. But also, and I apologize if my camera makes me dark. I am having like massive.
Yeah, problems. Man, you're darker than me, bro. It's like two black men on the Sports Talk 101. Man, what the hell?
Yeah, I got tech issues galore, so.
It happens.
Bro. Yeah. So I'll fade out. I'll go dark, and then I'll come back as a white guy. I don't know what the hell's going on. But yeah, no. I have used the NFL Plus on my Apple TV. I've been able to cast it, but that's just an Apple thing. But I think you can use it on the NFL app as well. I think I was able to log in and still access the NFL Plus stuff. So it's kind of nice to have that feature, especially if you're out and about or you know, like you're driving. Coming back from Virginia and you have your phone mounted up and then you just turn it sideways and watch football while driving through multiple states. Not that I did that at all.
Nah, yeah.
not that I was driving through Iowa watching the Washington game.
Well, I did my fantasy football league Saturday. And I have to say, I got Debo and the Freight Train. I have Derrick Henry, and I also have Derrick Carr. So, yeah.
I'm definitely excited for the season to start. I don't know which games. I was looking at week one games, and I'm, like, trying to decide which I'm more excited about, whether it's the first game, obviously, you know, Bills-Rams. or if it's going to be the Monday night game, which would be the Bucks and the Cowboys, or is it going to be, you know, the who's the other one I was looking at?
Seattle and Denver.
Yes, that's another. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to need like all of Jeff. I'm kind of jealous of Jeff now because he's got all the TVs to literally watch every game. Right. I'm like, I need that now because like to watch, have access to all of these games for week one. It's like there's there are some that I could care less about. To be honest, they're, you know, I like Browns Panthers. I'm actually intrigued for that one.
Hello, what do you mean? Come on, you got
Baker.
Baker.
And I love that. I love that the Browns defensive guy, what was his name? One of their big studs said there's no issues with Baker.
You're talking about Garrett.
Yeah, he said there's no hard feelings. You know, it's all respect. I'm like, yeah, my butt it is.
No, it's not.
I said you were gonna try to destroy him.
When you
get
a team, when you have a team that boots you off, you destroy. Oh, especially, yeah. The Browns. I'm rooting for the Panthers to take out the Browns.
I am too. Have you heard anything from where with Jimmy G?
They're just waiting, man. I mean, they got rid of Mullen.
I know. I saw that.
Mullen to the Vikings.
And I saw there was another team that was interested in Jimmy, but not interested in
the terms,
the contract. Yeah, taking the contract.
Of course not. Of course not.
And I've said, you know, and I've been saying that's going to be the hardest thing to get him off the team. It's a matter of
it's when a quarterback gets hurt, a team is desperate. You have to get a quarterback, even if he's not even a starter.
I think
somebody gets hurt. I
think he's going to end up with Seattle. I think it's going to be only a matter of time before the Seahawks realize that the guys that they have are
right now, Geno and Locke are battling. Locke actually had COVID, so he hasn't really been able to prove himself. So Carroll right now hasn't decided on what quarterback, but Geno's been looking, you know, all right. In preseason,
Drew Locke and Geno Smith. I get they're good. They're average quarterbacks. I still say that Jimmy is an upgrade no matter what.
I think I could see Jimmy. Me and Santiago talked last week. He sees Jimmy going to the East Coast, maybe to a New York team, maybe the Giants or the Jets. Now, you know, Wilson is going to, you know, he's going to be out, and you have what's his name? Old ass. Flacco.
Yeah. He's only got so much left in the tank. I could see that. I think Daniel Jones has got to prove himself. This is the year he either proves himself that he's the guy for the Giants or he's going to be out.
But the running back, Saquon, he's got to prove himself.
Yeah, you've got a lot of money invested in Saquon, and what's he done the last couple of seasons besides?
I mean, he's hurt. He's hurt. Yeah. But in the NFL, it's not for long.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. If the NFL is like any other thing. You're always replaceable.
Exactly.
I mean, the prime spot is quarterback, but it comes down to quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Those three are the top three positions, and you're always replaceable with somebody else.
So I got a big story to tell you. I don't know if you read it, but do you know your boy Gronk and Tom Brady could have been Las Vegas Raiders? Dana White of the UFC was trying to hook that up. And guess Gronk, and Gronk hosts a show with Dana White. It's all on there. Gronk was on there. And they were getting ready to make a deal to go to Vegas. And Gruden said no. So guess where they went? Tampa. And guess what they got?
Super Bowl.
So,
speaking of Brady, I've been trying to dig up and see if I could find anything that said where he was for his personal leave that he was on for the last. Mm-hmm. I had been saying to friends and stuff that he was hanging out with Gronk the whole time, trying to get him to come back.
Gronk, dude, Gronk's doing the UFC. He's doing broadcasting.
You know what? I'm waiting. There, at some point, we're going to see Gronk debut in WWE or AEW.
Hey, look at
oh my God. He brings so much energy to SmackDown. It is unreal.
Yeah, he does. And he can wrestle, folks.
Yes. Yes, he can. And he can I watch him on there and I watch him on his YouTube channel. And when he does
I started watching his stuff because he tells it like it is.
Yep.
He's truthful.
He doesn't sugarcoat anything.
He don't sugarcoat anything.
Go watch his clip. He posted a YouTube clip from his show of Dr. Disrespect throwing a 70-yard bomb at the 49ers training camp. I watched that and I was like, I'm trying, because he's trying not to laugh. And I'm just like, I know who Dr. Disrespect is. As gamers, we know who that guy is. He's all over Twitch. He's all over YouTube now. But I never expected to hear his name associated with the 49ers training camp this season.
No.
He kicked that, and I was like, holy God.
Hey, I am very, very happy right now. With my 49ers. I do want to see more from Trey. I like that he has young legs and he has an arm, but we do need to see a little bit more. So, you know, but hey, you see, there's a lot of young, dude, you got Justin Fields, you got Hurts, you got some guys out there.
Packers. I mean, not that he's going to get to do anything, but
No, he's not going to do anything. So let me ask you this. Who got the Pittsburgh Steelers job? Who would you? You're the coach of the Steelers. Pick who would you have?
Kenny.
Wow, you wouldn't let him sit and learn? You want to get him out there?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think he's one of those that could just get out there and just jump right in and make it work. I think he's got the ability to do that.
I think you look at somebody like Patrick Mahomes, sat out, and look at him now. You know, he got to watch the other dude play.
Technically, Jimmy sat for a while, too, and look at him. Looking at Aaron Rodgers sat for, years.
But there's a reason why you pick these guys in the early rounds. So if you see something and the kids got it, but I think mentally they want the guy to sit on the sidelines and watch how the game progresses.
My concern with starting a rookie, even whether it's Pickett or anybody, especially a quarterback, is injuries. Because we know what happens. I mean, look, RG3 is a prime example.
Oh, dude, that is one of the worst.
You go from the top of the food chain, basically, in the NFL, and you're done. And his career was never the same.
Speaking of RG3, I have mad respect because he went at Stephen A. Smith about Deshaun Watson and about he has three daughters and one on the way, this is a disgrace to have Deshaun, like a disgrace to the women, to have a predator, which he got, which the arbitrator said in her, what she found, he was a sexual predator. And it's
what still baffles me that he's still going to be playing this season.
You got a guy who bet. He didn't bet on his team. He bet on another's team, and he got suspended for what, a year?
Yep,
a
year.
Jeff Gordon, who can't stay off the weed, 76 days. This man has been like not being able to play football, and you got a guy who is a sexual predator, folks. If you guys don't know what a sexual predator is,
the same level as Haynesworth. Maybe not as bad, but I mean, come on now. Haynesworth stomped on a guy's face with his cleats. I mean, there are players that,
you know, you when he does
that tier of,
well, that's like Sue and these guys got, you know what, you send them to anger management and you get these guys some help and you find them. But
happened to Michael Vick?
Well, I guess dogs are more important than women because,
Vick went to prison. He went to prison. And he had to work his ass off to get one to find a team that would be willing to take, sign him with all of that baggage. And yes, I know that was the Eagles. And I much respect to Andy Reid for taking a shot at him. And I love Vick. I loved watching his career when he was with the Falcons. And I loved watching that story when he worked his way from backup to starter and back to the top. But he accepted responsibility, not like someone that says, well, I didn't do nothing wrong. Then why did you accept an 11-month suspension? For somebody that didn't do anything wrong and was not guilty, you're okay with losing 11 weeks of football again? I mean,
I get to come back and go up against my old team. I got guaranteed money, folks. Let's not forget his contract is guaranteed.
That's the key. That's why he doesn't care that he has to sit out for 11 weeks.
Yeah, I mean he's not getting paid while he's suspended for those days, but it really doesn't matter because no matter what, he still has $200 million guaranteed. Yeah. So and then $5 million. See,
so yeah,
$5 million is one couple of games, folks.
Absolutely. So there was a game I watched. I think it was the Vikings game last week for week two of the preseason because I know they lost.
Yes.
Or I'm pretty sure they lost, which doesn't really surprise me. Was it, who did they play? Vikings. Oh, yeah, they played San Francisco because I messaged you and said my 5-year-old was saying, Dad, I want the red team to win. Team. Shut up, boy.
17-7. This guy Purdy.
There was a kicker for that was in warmups that nailed a 79-yard kick field goal, made it.
Well, you know that kicker is he's not even from the United States.
I don't care where you're from. The fact of the matter is that you can kick a 79-yard field goal.
Well, you know they're getting they're getting these like rugby players and people from Australia, New Zealand, or wherever, you know.
Look, and also with regards to Washington, did I really expect us to beat the Chiefs? No. I wasn't expecting that one. But
I didn't think that was fair. They had Patrick Mahomes playing, you know, and I'm like, you know,
To be fair, though, they did say that Mahomes and the front line. Actually, this was a very good matchup because they were talking about how Washington's front seven on defense the announcers, whoever I was listening to talking about it, had said that they were like a top, it was put them in the top 10 defensive line, just the front line, not as a whole, but that front line. So it was a very good test and matchup for the Chiefs to go up against, especially for their
first in preseason. I mean, he did a hell of a job. He scored 2 touchdowns in that game. I think he got like 162 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Something ridiculous. He was also going up against, yes, I get a first team offense, but you're also going up against a second team offense. Come on now. That's ridiculous.
What do you think about your boy Wentz? Are you sold on him or
No. I need more. I need regular season to make a 100% decision. Because preseason we're only putting them in for a week, the first quarter.
Right.
So that's not telling.
Well, you. I mean, you still got you got Sam Howell, you got Heinicke.
Heinicke got a touchdown. Maybe Washington will, you know, go after Jimmy. Dan likes to spend money, but I mean, granted, it's not his team anymore because you know, Rivera runs it. So thankfully, because otherwise we probably would have just taken that contract. I was looking at preseason scores. I know I'm like, oh, look, the Cowboys won 32-18. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, I don't put a whole lot into.
No, not preseason, man. That's
what I was getting at. I was like, yeah. I don't put a whole lot into preseason. I get it's great to watch the young kids, the new ones, you know, your rookies. people, or if you drafted, you brought a bunch of people in, you got a new head coach, things like that.
I like the battles.
That's the other thing. And I liked watching the running games and things like mm-hmm. that. There are things I look at, and it's a lot of times, like with the Vikings, I was watching that because I got a new head coach.
You had a guy on the Dallas that did not one, but two returns. And
you don't see that very often.
No.
I miss those days.
No.
I miss the Devin Hester days of watching that man or Deion Sanders catch a punt.
This was Devin Hester 2.0 that day. That guy that guy was really, really good. I think his name was Turnip.
Look it up. I saw the Giants. Giants are 2-0 in the preseason.
Yeah, he did an 80. His name is Turpin. 86 okay. yard punt return. Then he also did a 98 yard kickoff return.
And that's the other one that you don't see many anymore because of the stupid rules where they had to push, changing the kickoff spot and all of that. That things that I don't really care for, but
let's see more points.
Yeah, I know. But the problem with that is I know that they did a lot of that was as they shifted to the pass-friendly league that it became. But the problem with the pass-happy league is why we're seeing the shift back to that 90s era. Not so much the physicalness, mm-hmm. but the running game. The return of the running game.
You still and got Taylor. You still got Jonathan Taylor. You still got Derrick Henry. Those guys are beasts. I even like your guy Gibson on the Commanders. I think he's a beast.
Well, that's the thing is the problem with having a pass only, a pass heavy team. And we've mm-hmm. seen that with the Chiefs is defenses learn. What do you do once you're if you don't have a decent running back core and that defense has figured out how to shut down your offense mm-hmm. because all you worry about is passing, you're done. And we saw that happen with the Chiefs the last two seasons. People started to figure it out. Right. You only pass, and you're just going for those bombs. Once you shut it down, it's hard. You have to have that balance. You have to be able to balance. And the running game, it was a forgotten thing. But like I said, like this year, I was so glad to see. I really want to see a defensive player get drafted first. I'd love that, but I'm just glad it wasn't quarterbacks for once. I want to see running backs and even receivers and just defense. And that was the thing that impressed me with this past draft was you saw that was the bulk of it. Yes, there were quarterbacks drafted, but it wasn't a great class anyways. But you're starting to see people fill up with offensive linemen.
We didn't even have a first-round pick in in the first round. I mean, I'm like, who does that? I thought they were going to trade or do something. Who is your quarterback bus? Tua, Mariota? Wentz, Wilson.
Still going with Tua. I have not been sold on Tua since the day he was drafted because I don't think he deserved to be drafted as high as he was. I think he should have been way. If he was going to get drafted, he should have been fifth between rounds 5 and 7. There's no way that anybody should have taken him any higher than the fifth round. And it's no disrespect to him or his abilities that he had in college. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, he didn't finish. He was injured. He blew his knee out in college, didn't even get to play in the championship, and then you drafted him anyways, and he had to recover before he could start. That's my problem, is you already took you drafted a broken player. So
I was seeing Wilson,
my issue with it. It's not him. It's the Jets, and it was the same issue. Wilson's going to have the same issue that Darnold had, and they got to protect him. I don't care who he is, who they have at quarterback. They have Tom Brady. Brady's going to get
Burrow didn't have no protection. He made it to the Super Bowl, and this poor guy.
Yeah, Burrow. I don't know how he survived that one. I mean, I called it, but that's still.
I mean, my mind. You know what it is? He Chase, the receiver that he has the rapport with from school.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all it takes. If you have a quarterback that you drafted like 1 year. And the next year you draft their receiver that they had in college, that connection more 9 times out of 10 is still there.
Do you believe Tyreek Hill saying that Tua is better than Patrick Mahomes? Or you think he's lying?
I would like to know where he bought the Reaper to come up with that crazy ass statement.
Well, you know, he's got to promote. Hey, he's got to pump up his quarterback.
I know he's got to promote, but
you're putting more heat on this guy, though, dude. You're putting
there's promoting your there is promoting your quarterback, and then there is showcasing that you are clearly smoking way too much reefer,
right?
Because that is just straight up nonsense. I'm sorry, Tua is not even in the same league. That's like saying you're putting an NFL star next to a middle school player,
mm-hmm.
basically, with talent wise. I'm not gonna say like overall, but just talent wise, that's NFL superstar to someone down in the Pee Wee leagues.
I'm gonna tell you my surprise team that's gonna I think Buffalo Bills is gonna be.
I think the Bills, and the Raiders are going to be teams to watch.
I agree.
The Raiders, as much as everybody is given the Raiders flack, I think the Raiders are especially with getting the receivers and with Derek Carr. I think that's going to be an edge for.
Well, he's got Devontae Adams, so he's got a weapon.
He's got a weapon he hasn't had ever.
No, he's never. He had Cooper.
Yeah, he did have Cooper.
Yeah, so, Cooper.
But yeah, I think the Raiders, I think the Bills, this is their time finally to, get to the Super Bowl, but not just get to the Super Bowl, because they've done that before. They've done that like four times and lost. I think this is their time to shine and win. I also think the Raiders are somebody to watch. And I don't want to say anything negative with the Bengals, because I think they, I'm not going to say that they're going to repeat. But I still think that they have the potential to go deep into the playoffs again.
Burrow is a star. He's a star, and he's got you got a receiver who gets 200 yards, not 100 yard games, folks.
Yeah,
but he gets 200 yards receiving. This Chase guy is amazing. He's fast. He's a good receiver.
He was a beast in college with Burrow.
Exactly.
Those two were. And unstoppable. That was like watching like the heyday back in the '80s. You watching Jerry, with Joe Montana to Rice, Young to Rice, and things like that. They have that kind of a connection.
And they have a bunch of not just Chase and Burrow, but they still got you got the running back Mixon in the back. You got Boyd. You got Higgins. You got some players.
The only thing that really. I'm disappointed in is the Browns. I think the Browns, they had potential, so much potential if they could have gotten things right with Baker and not gone the route that they chose. Because they have a damn good running back with Nick Chubb.
When you had Chubb, Hunt, Odie, Beckham, Baker Mayfield.
And
if you can't win with that team.
Yeah. You added Myles Garrett. The problem though is going to be the quarterback, because who the hell are they going to start now? I guess it doesn't really matter because
they got Brissett.
Yeah, well, we saw. I don't know if that's going to mean that they're going to be. They're not going to be 11-0. They may break 500 by the time Watson comes back. And it doesn't even matter. Because when he comes back, he hasn't played in almost two full seasons by that point. Sat out all last season.
Look good in preseason.
Yeah.
Did not look good at all.
That's what happens when you throw your temper tantrum and you sit out with your other, the team you were on. He was with the Texans.
So AFC North, you got the Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals. I have to go... Bengals, Ravens.
Wait, let me go to teams.
Steelers, Cleveland, Brown.
I'm just gonna go this way and we'll do it. I'm trying to pull up just so I have the whole list for everything in my site. That just doesn't schedule. I don't know. I think the Steelers. I know everybody's gonna. Well, it's gonna be all Lamar Jackson. He's a one-dimensional quarterback. I will put this.
Oh, he's mad, dude. He's been disrespected in the press.
To be fair, though, that's a good for you. We're talking AFC North. That's actually, I would say that that's a good thing for him. He needs to be mad. He needs to have a chip. Look what happens when Rodgers gets pissed off and flips that chip that he had that he's carried since he got drafted. He turns it on. He's a different quarterback.
Right.
And I think that's going to help. I'm gonna go Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and the.
Whoa! You got Steelers on the top.
Let me redo that one. I'm gonna say Bengals. Bengals number one, because I don't know with.
I got you. Baltimore, I agree with you. The Bengals.
Baltimore number two. I gotta go with the Steelers number three, because they got new quarterbacks. Because Ben's gone, it's you're starting over basically. So they're going into unknown territory. So I gotta go them at number three. And the Browns, obviously, they're gonna be dead last. There's no chance in hell that they go anywhere but fourth in that division.
Gotcha.
Which is their own doing.
So we might as well AFC East.
All right, we've got Dolphins.
And we're just going like preseason, what you're seeing now. I mean, of course it can change later, but
yeah, we'll talk, you know, after week one, that's when we'll make our first half of the season.
Right.
Picks. We'll adjust everything after week one. I don't do anything before week one. We're doing preseason now. So when we do our show after week one, we'll do an update on where we think everybody will be. Then we'll do one at the midway point, and then at the end of the season, we'll look back and be like, damn, all our picks were wrong.
Well, I mean, once again, you can't go off preseason.
Yeah, you can't go off preseason.
And
you can't go off of week one. And to be fair, look at last season. None of our picks. I think even Victor and Byron Jones.
Right.
None of our picks were anywhere near.
Coming right out of the block, you had Cowboys and the Cardinals were like hot, and then
Well, that's because you know when you're running up.
But then look at Miami. Look at Miami came back strong.
Yeah, I mean, and who really would have thought the Bengals would have ended up where they did? So AFC East, I'm going to say I'm going to go Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, and the Jets. And I almost want to put the Jets above the Dolphins and flip those two, because the Jets did, towards the end of the season last year, they started to show signs of life. So
I'm going to surprise you on this one, but I'm going to go Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, Jets. Reason why I'm going with the Miami Dolphins is because they have some very super fast receivers with Tyreek Hill, Waddle. They got a hell of a tight end. They
came out of nowhere last year.
Mostert as the running back. They were on fire last year towards the end of the season, and then they just didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah,
but I can, and like I said, Tua don't have an arm. But if you do you just do a short route and let these fast receivers run it down the field.
Yeah, definitely with that. AFC South will go.
Going with Tennessee Titans.
Titans number one, Colts, Jacksonville, and then Houston at the bottom.
I'm going Tennessee Titans, going with the Colts, and once again, I'm going to Houston Texans are going to be doo-doo. Sorry. They're going to be last. I'm actually going to have Jacksonville Jaguars over the Houston Texans.
Well, but the thing is, Jacksonville showed signs, even with the interim change and all the drama they had with Urban Meyer, still showed signs towards the end of the season. And
the Colts out, man.
Pedersen's it was a good decision to pick him up as head coach. I think he's gonna do well turning that franchise around.
I agree.
The AFC West. Oh Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, we're AFC West.
This
is going to be the one conference, one division I'm going to struggle with all season. I can tell you that because this is going to be one of the toughest divisions out there. And right now, I'm going to go with my Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos, Chargers. and I'm torn with that one because I could I could go all different directions with that.
Okay, I'm gonna look. I'm the quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. He's a good guy, man. He's pretty good. I'm gonna crazy Chargers, Raiders, ooh, Kansas City, Broncos.
Wow, Chargers, yep, down in the third. Wow.
Yep.
And like we said, this is probably going to be the toughest division across the board in the NFL. I think that's going to be one of the hardest ones.
They didn't have the Chargers running back was out for most of the season. Acres, yeah, whatever, he was out. He's back. They have some pretty good receivers. They got a good quarterback. No Tyreek Hill in Kansas City.
Well, that
who does he have? He has Hardens. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know. I'm still having flashbacks of how he got his butt beat in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, let me see here. Yeah, I still, like I said, that's a tough one to call because I think we could go any number of directions on it. NFC North. This is another one. Packers, Vikings. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change it. I'm going to go Vikings over the Packers.
What? Well,
right now, I'm going to say it. I'm going to go because this is going to probably change. And I'm basing it off of not the priest. I've watched the preseason, but I'm also going off of Cousins' stats and the analytics and looking at all that because I know how consistent is. He's one of the most consistent quarterbacks in NFL history. He is right up there with Brady with consistency. The issues last season were mostly Zimmer with some of the decisions because I followed it since I'm not in Minnesota. But I'm going to go right now as it stands, Vikings, Packers. Oh, damn. I'm going to go Bears and then the Lions. I'm torn between those two because I think the Lions might flip it. I can guarantee you that what I stated here is going to change on week one because I think week one is Green Bay at Minnesota, and that is going to make or break their
– Well, Aaron Rodgers, he's been talking smack about his young core receivers, saying that they need to step up their game.
Right. But and that's one of the reasons – that's pretty much the only reason that I stuck the Vikings over the Packers is because of the Packers. I don't know because Rodgers doesn't have any rapport now. He's got all new guys, so he lost basically his go to guy.
He still got Cobb. he's got Cobb, but
yeah there's only so much you can do with Cobb.
I'm gonna have to go. La 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 la. You know what? I trust Aaron Rodgers, so I'm gonna go Packers, Vikings, Chicago, and I'm sorry, dude, but the Lions, I can't.
I know.
I can't. I
know the Bears are. They're not the Bears from the '80s. You know that we saw.
Nowhere.
You know, near. They're not the Bears we watched with Chris Farley and you know and all those guys on
the
back in the day. I struggle because the Bears have talent, but they're the Bears. The Lions have talent, but it's the Lions. So it's like those two spots could flip. I mean, they could either one of them could be three or four. And then we've got the laughing stock of the NFL, the NFC East.
I wouldn't call Cowboys and Eagles my surprise.
I'm just saying, out of that whole division is a giant shit show.
All right. What are you going with?
And this is going to shock you, but I'm going to go Eagles, Washington, Dallas, and then the Giants. And I'm going Eagles number one because I saw stuff in the QB, but their running game is what really shocked me the second half of the season for the Eagles when they turned it around. I think their quarterbacks with Jalen Hurts is going to get better, but if they maintain that running game that they showed, I think they can be a dominant team this season.
I've got Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, and I got your, Washington Commanders. They're going to really be crying Christmas when the 49ers spank that butt.
Look, I would love to say that I was going to put Washington at the top, but we don't have Chase Young is out again.
What's going on, Crow? Hey, thanks Crow, for joining us. Buddy?
I guess I should have tweeted this out earlier.
I already did.
Instead of
Santiago did.
Yeah, so I've got. I would love to say Washington's going to win it all, but we know that one. I say that every year. I've been saying that since the last Super Bowl win, since 93. So 93 and going forward, I've been saying Washington's going to win it all every season, and it's yet to happen. It will one day, probably when I'm dead, in dust. But I don't know. It's going to, I think, like I said, that whole, the NFC East is just a giant mess because that's
anybody
always anybody
can win on any given Sunday. Yep. So you never know. Never know.
Yep. So we go to the NFC South. I'm be able to knock out. I'm gonna go Bucks. Actually, shit. Now I'm gonna struggle here because I'm gonna shock you with this one. So I'm gonna go Bucks, Panthers, Falcons, and then the Saints.
Ooh.
And my reasoning for the Saints at the bottom is. New coach. I don't know if what with I love Jameis Winston. I loved watching him in college. Mm-hmm. Loved what he did with the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not always consistent. And the change of you don't have Sean Payton. That's going to be I think that's the X factor with this team because now you're starting everything kind of.
But Jameis Winston gets back a weapon, and that's Thomas.
Yes.
And but Drew Brees. That's when Drew Brees was throwing those bombs to Thomas. Winston gonna do?
Yeah, you don't have Drew Brees there now. So, but that, like I said, that's where I'm going right now. Obviously, it's gonna. I know it's gonna change by week two.
I'm gonna go with the Bucks. I'm gonna go with the Saints. I'm gonna go with Carolina, and I'm gonna go with Atlanta Falcons because Mariota is the quarterback of the Falcons right now.
That's enough said.
I remember when Carr got hurt and he was playing the Raiders. He was the backup, and he was just now the starting quarterback for the Raiders. And that was his chance to I'm gonna come back and make my but yeah.
And the last one is
is
the NFC West. I'm going to go LA at the top.
I agree with Los Angeles Rams.
And this will surprise you, but I'm going to go 49ers, Cardinals, and then the Seahawks.
I'm going to go Rams. I'm going to go 49ers. I'm going to go Cardinals, and I'm going to go Seattle Seahawks. On the Cardinals, they don't have Hopkins. He got suspended, so he's going to be out for a while. But they do have Hollywood Brown, who came from the Ravens. I could see Brown being the number one guy. That's why I picked him on my fantasy team.
The issue that I have with them is the quarterback.
He got paid. He got his money.
I get that, but I still have concerns with him. If things don't go his way, does he have a meltdown? Does he throw?
He got paid. He's happy.
Right. So, but if things if things don't go his way, though, I get he got paid. So, does that mean I don't give a fuck? I still got paid. Type attitude. I don't know. We saw what happened last year, and they started off strong and then just self-destructed. So that Seahawks are definitely going to be at the bottom, and that's because they don't have a quarterback anymore. That's a rebuild team right now. You're in full rebuild mode now, and I don't care how good Geno looks or how good Drew Lock looks. That is not a replacement for losing Russell Wilson. And the Niners, I think I don't think they're on the same tier yet as the Rams, but they're getting there.
Hey, the Rams are the champs.
Yeah,
and they got a Cup.
They got all the pieces still there.
They got Cup, and Cup is like the number. Like, I mean, Stapp, all you gotta do is throw the ball. Cup's there.
I will say with the Niners, as long as if Kittle stays healthy, that's another one. And Kittle and Debo are the X factors for the Niners because they stay healthy all season, especially Debo, because you don't know what the hell he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to run or he's going to be a receiver.
That's the only thing, that the injuries. And that's what injuries can take out a team. I mean, look at the Titans. I mean, they lost Derrick Henry. And
they weren't the same.
Wasn't
they
the
were
same.
Not I mean, the same.
That was 200-yard rushing. He was knocking, stiff-arming, knocking fools out, which I was playing Madden, and he does that on Madden.
He was old-school running. Like, yeah. Not just running.
Well,
he was old school.
Like Taylor. Jonathan Taylor's a beast.
I'm going to pull something up while we're doing this.
Go ahead. Go ahead and pull it.
Because I do want to give a shout-out to my favorite NFL team, the Washington Redskins.
Why are you pulling up? They need to win a preseason game.
Oh no, I don't care about that part. We're going to showcase some old school stuff here.
You better not be showing no red. You know what, man? They're the Commanders.
Hey, he's 88 years old. He deserves the respect.
Commanders.
He deserves the respect. Sonny Jurgensen. For all those that don't know, he was quarterback. He's one of the greatest. He is getting his number 9 retired. The ceremony will take place prior to kickoff of week 18 home game versus the Dallas Cowboys. So that'll be, you know, a win for us. But they'll be retiring his jersey. I actually met him and I met Sammy Baugh. I met Bobby. I met a bunch of these guys, Art Monk, Bobby Mitchell. There were Dexter Manley. I've met a lot of those guys.
Right.
It's different. It's weird when you meet some of these guys because it's not real. I don't know how to put it into words when you can meet some of these players and things like that. It's weird.
Well, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just since you're sending a shout out, I want to send a shout out to my man Brian Young, Hall of Famer, 49er. Got to give it up. Most guys have somebody talk about their career. He dedicated his speech to his son, Kobe, that passed away. Oh. And he said, I mean, if there wasn't couldn't have been a dry eyes out there, man. Because I know when I saw that speech, I was crying because good Lord. You know, he dedicated it to his son who lost his battle to cancer. And the kid, you see the video and stuff, the kid was a fighter. But it was just a hell of a speech.
I'm not gonna share the audio. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna share the audio because sharing the tab audio, the problem with that is it picks up our stuff too if we talk. So it'll just be easier to do this. So I'm gonna go like that, and then we'll pop down here and look all cool. I'm not gonna play the whole thing. I just wanted to get some of the stuff because this thing's like 14 minutes long, and I never got to watch him play, but I watched highlights, and it is. God, I'm afraid for him being on that damn thing.
Dude, first with a cigar.
I know, right? This rolling.
Wow. Wow.
Bobby Mitchell.
That's a
yes, and old this, school. If the logo that y'all see offends you, get over it. That's a part of NFL history.
There's so much you can't erase. You still got the Cleveland Indians and you got the Chiefs. So come on now,
Chicago Blackhawks. I mean, but look at the arm and just the ability. And this is a different era.
Right.
We could just look at that.
Yeah, this is some.
I mean, these are
they had. No, hardly any pads, no face, nothing to protect your face, no eye shield.
They had a bar there.
man,
but guys, if you, dude, no, because the defensive line players coming at you were like 400-pound bulldozers. Man, I mean,
stick your thumb in somebody's eye.
You're playing in mud.
But
like, oh, Billy Kilmer was another great quarterback we had.
71.
I mean, but look at these were just ground and pound and just.
Yeah.
But the
the Cardinals.
It's just, it was a different game back then. It was, if you guys get a chance, go to the NFL.com and just look it up. I'll tweet the link out. But it's always fun. Whether you like the team, you hate the team, but watching and listening to some of these stories from the legends that
right.
part of that made the game the way it is today, or helped get the game the way it is today. It is fun. It is great. You get to listen to them talk about
players. Yeah. Dude, stuff. Look at that helmet, man. That retro helmet in the back.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the best helmet right next to a box of Wheaties, but I mean, and look, see, he had nice hair back in the day when he was a young kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say go check that out. It's always interesting. I have watched some of these videos from whether it's Washington, it's the Niners. I mean, I love watching all the Niners stuff because then I get to watch Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Dana Stubblefield, Brian Young. Mm-hmm. When those two were on the line, you couldn't get through. I don't know an offensive line that could move those two guys.
Hey, shout out to the Buffalo Bills. They went to the Super Bowl, what, four straight times and lost, but they were Thurman Thomas, Kelly.
They were no joke. It's a different thing. I know injury wise, I did catch up and see Ravens running back loss has been put on the reserve pup list. So he's out the first 4 weeks of the season, Gus Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally figured out. So I saw Chase Young is out. He was put on the reserve pup list. He's out the first 4 weeks of the season as well. He tweaked his knee.
Jets get Zerline, wins the kicker job. And he's a hell of a kicker.
Yeah. Well, and the Chargers lost their cornerback, J.C. Jackson. He went had ankle surgery, so he's out 2 to 4 weeks.
Right.
So, you know, how do we think with some of these teams that got new coaches, like Vikings? We know the Vikings got a new head coach. We know this the Saints, a new head coach. I can't think of who else. I know there's a couple of other teams that had new head coaches. But Jacksonville is one. How do we
It could be a curse or a blessing.
Out of those four teams, I don't know where I want to say the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings. I think I could see them talent wise. They have the talent to get them to the playoffs. Not very far. I don't see a Super Bowl run.
I'm worried about the Jaguars.
Positive worried or negative worry? Like they're going to just self-destruct.
They got a good quarterback, young quarterback, good guy. They got some good players, Robinson, the running back. I mean, they got some receivers. Can they get coached? Can you coach him? Can you win? And see, hey, you got to give it up to the Rams coach. I mean, when these young guys came in, I was like, these guys ain't going to go nowhere.
Shanahan, McVay.
And look where they at.
Yeah.
You know, going to Super Bowls and stuff.
I think Pedersen's been there, too. He's been to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. He's won the big game. I think, but he's also a quarterback's coach. So I think that's the one benefit that the Jags have with their young QB is they've got a coach that's going to be able to nurture that talent. He tried with Wentz. The problem is Wentz didn't want any of that help. He thought he could do it all on his own, and he's just a washed up bum. But this kid, I think he's look, Jacksonville's got a way more talented quarterback than when Peterson had Wentz in Philly.
Detroit's got a hell of a team, man. Like, what's the hell is going on over in Detroit?
It's that water.
I mean, it's like
it's that water they've been drinking
for years. I mean, when you look down and you look at papers, you look
they've
at the
had
list.
So much talent over the years. They've never like they went downhill the moment that Barry Sanders retired is when they were done.
I mean, they had Megatron. Hey, they had Megatron. Dude, right. Megatron and retired.
He retired because he couldn't stand losing.
Yeah.
Like, they pushed him so bad, he didn't want to trade to another team. He just said, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on that Dancing with the Stars instead, and I'll do my thing there.
So. Sometimes, I mean, hey, made your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, do something else.
Yeah, I think we're going to end it here just early, just because with my technical issues. And we pretty much covered everything. We got one last week of preseason football, and then
it's on. It is on. Vet's going to do his picks. I'm going to do my picks.
I was going to say that I would do a show for the opening game, but I don't have to because it's a Thursday. So make sure to tune in because I know that Victor and Byron Jones will have one hell of a show planned for the Thursday opening kickoff of the NFL season.
Yeah.
And we'll all be making our predictions and saying our teams are going. Well, I won't be saying my team will go to the Super Bowl. But darn it, if Washington can't go, we know Dallas ain't going.
Wow. So, and that's September 8th, Thursday, Buffalo Bills versus the Los Angeles Rams.
It's like right around the corner almost. I mean, literally. What are we, like 2 weeks out from the kickoff, basically? I mean, it'll be here before you know it. So it'll be interesting.
Get your popcorn, folks.
Yes, because that opening one is going to be fantastic. And eventually we will have our first Thursday night on Amazon Prime with a whole new set of people. Some legendary players and staff on their talk show. So that's going to be a fun one to watch and then chat about afterwards. So, guys, we will see you same time, same place next week.
Yes. We'll be
chatting news, any injury updates, where we think our team is going to go, and how we thought our thoughts on the preseason, because that's basically what it will be about.
Yep.
And where we what we think is going to go on. So, guys, I'm out of here. I'm Aaron. This is my co-host, Clay. And we will see you next week.
So.